This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began literally with some of the last words of 1 Thessalonians 5, the last words of the book, where Paul tells the people at Thessalonica, greet all the brothers there at the church with a holy kiss. What in the world does that mean? We talk about that at the end of yesterday's message. We continue with that thought line today. God bless you.
There is power in greeting somebody and shaking hands. I'll use this example. Have you ever put your hand out and somebody wouldn't shake your hand? How'd you feel? It's happened to me many times in the ministry. You say, goodness, and nothing happens. And so we know the negative, the reverse of that, but there's something powerful sometimes in greeting someone with a hand or with both hands, hugging them, putting an arm around somebody. Let me tell you a powerful story to illustrate it. Connie is from South Bend, Indiana, not far from where I grew up, near Hammond, Indiana, near Northwest Indiana. She writes a simple story. Let it speak to you. A few days after my mother's funeral, I was sitting in a waiting room of a doctor's office when I told a woman of my recent loss. With a deadpan face, she said, I have no words that can take the pain away. I know this because I lost my mother several years ago. I still long for her. The emptiness and loneliness that you feel will stay with you forever, but in time it will subside. And then after a long pause, and in a tone that was meant to acknowledge our relationship as strangers, as well as grieving souls, she said, can I give you a hug? Can I give you a hug? And Connie said, you will not know. You don't have any idea what that meant, that a complete stranger who said, I lost my mom too, and I can relate to that. Can I give you a hug? It meant so much to her. And my point is this, if a stranger's hug meant a lot to this woman named Connie in South Bend, Indiana, don't you think it's important for us to at least greet one another and shake hands perhaps? There's power in what we do. There's power when we pray with people. We take them by the hand at the hospital. Why, is there something magical about that? No. We're just connecting with them, saying, we're with you and praying for you at this time. There's power in that, sometimes in an embrace. And that's what Paul says, greet all the brothers or the believers with a holy kiss. Now I want to look at verse 23 because it's a prayer. Let's bring that up, verse 23. God is the God who gives peace. May he make you holy through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept free from blame. May you be without blame from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. This is a prayer that Paul has for the people at Thessalonica. Here's my thought. What would happen if every husband got alone this week and said, I'm going to pray this for my wife? What would happen if every wife in this room said, 3 o'clock today, I'm going to get alone and I'm just going to get in the room and I'm going to pray this prayer for my husband. We're going to pray this prayer for our children. We're going to pray this prayer for our parents. God is the God who gives peace. May he make you holy through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept free from blame. That doesn't mean perfect. It means that no charge can be laid at your feet of unconfessed sin to be without blame. May you be without blame from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. I want you to notice something. We're not trying to be heavy duty theologically or philosophically, but you are a triune being. I personally believe you are like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are body, soul, and spirit. The body is your physical body. Everybody knows what that means. Your soul is your personality. Your soul is the part of you that thinks. The soul is what part decides. Your soul is what gets angry, gets ticked. That's your soul. But your spirit is the part of you that calls out to God.
Well, we're out of time. We'll develop that thought in full tomorrow on Cross Hope on XM Sirius 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.